thank you this morning. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we come. Lord, thanking you, rejoicing, praising you for the great, great, great grace. And Lord, thank you again for the mercy, oh, that you pour forth to us. Lord, it's just tremendous. And Lord, help us to enter in. You've called us and chosen us, Lord God. You call us by name. You know the hair on our head. You know our thought afar off. And you're still madly in love with us. Praise your name. I'm so thankful that you can't deny yourself of us. And I know that that means you're just in love. And Lord, help us to receive it more and more in your word. Get us ready. Let us be ready. Oh, the beloved bridegroom, he comes. He's skipping through the hills. And Lord, we thank you so much that God, it's a vision in our heart and it's real. It's alive. Lord God, and let us just have it remaining. Praise his name till you come. Call us away soon. Call us away soon. Oh, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to go to heaven together with you. How about you? Amen. Oh, I do. If the Lord will, praise be to God. In this morning, be just fine. Turn on over to Ephesians chapter 2. And in Ephesians chapter 2, we begin reading from verse 8. So thankful that we do know, and God says it so wondrously plain in love. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We are his workmanship. You are his workmanship. You! Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ, the author, the finisher, the performer, he just does it all. He does it all. We have no strength. We have no might. We cannot do a thing, the Word of God says. He does it all. Now, you think of how beautiful, how amazing our Creator is, our precious God. So beautiful to think that he spoke creation into existence. He did. He just spoke it, praise God. There's the heavens, there's light, there's all this wonderful creation of him, and he spoke it into existence. But with man, it was different. He took that dust, and he formed him with his own hands. Yes, he did. Praise God, you and me. And then, he breathed into him. He breathed into him. And he gave him a soul, and praise God, he gave him a spirit. But see, this workmanship that we're speaking of here today, it's even more. This workmanship, brothers and sisters, is not on the natural man. This is not on the natural man. This workmanship is in the new man. This workmanship is in the new man. This wonderful masterpiece of God is in the new man, the treasure. The treasure is in the earthen vessel. The treasure is in Christ. The treasure is Christ in you, the hope of glory, the new man. And we thank God together that, praise his name, the new man growing up fully, the new man growing into the very measure and the stature and the fullness of Jesus Christ. That is the workmanship, praise be to God, that God is doing in you right now. Not just again speaking it, but this, praise God, is done by the power of his might. This is the same resurrection power. This was the power that raised him from the dead. And think of the confidence of our precious Savior. In 3 days and three nights, he'll raise this body. There is no doubt. Are you doubting him for that same power that he's given to us? The same power that raised him from the dead? to grow you up into the measure and the stature and the fullness of him. See, he didn't give you some secondary source. He didn't say, well, we'll get it done this way. He gave you his very power. The very power that raised him from the dead. The very power that raised him up into heaven. The very power that seated him, praise be to God, at the right hand of the Father. You have that power. Oh, I got it. Hallelujah. And it's something, praise God, that nothing can stand against. And that power, I want you to see what it does and to really know what it does. It ministers to you, if you'll hear. He that hath an ear, what does it say? Let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. That's how that power comes. That power is in faith. The power is in the faith that you'll find in the great love that you'll know of Jesus. Yeah, amen. And I just sit there, praise God, and I listen to him. And all that transformation power from glory to glory. The same power that rose him from the dead. It's transforming me from glory to glory into his very, very image. Praise his name. And if he be for me like that, who can be against me? Oh, let the Spirit just line this up for you. It's so perfect. What can stand against the word of God? Huh? Every knee going to bow and every tongue's going to confess that he is Lord. These fools professing their wisdom. These ones professing their power. There be no power but of God. Nope. Has he told them, you have no power but my Father give. And that has never changed and it will never change. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, brothers and sisters, coming into the full awareness and appreciation and thankfulness, that's what's going on here right now. The full awareness, appreciation, and thankfulness of this incredible grace and growing up infinitely in it. There's no limit to this. There's no limit to this. The only one that can limit it, you really can't, but you can stop it in your life if you want. I don't want to do that. It's too good. It's brought me thus far and I've seen things. Oh my goodness, I've seen things. I've seen people transform from glory to glory in here. I've seen people praise God and I know you. Hallelujah. I know you in the truth. In the truth. I've seen things that knock every one of us out of this. Reasons, I'll give you pages and pages of why I should have left. Oh, look what so-and-so did. Look what they'd done to me. Look at all this. And yet, you know what? You're still here. Amen. And you thank God because, you know what? That fiery trial, it's not strange to us. The Lord said it. We know these things. Read about our family in here. Don't ever have confidence in man whose breath is in his nostril. Let me tell you something. You're going to have confidence in Abraham. You'd be walking along. What do we have confidence in this guy for? Look what he's doing. But it wasn't that. It was, no, I'm marking the faith that's in that man. Because he's just a man. He fails. There's times he don't trust God, but God abides faithful. And God quickens his life and gives him the more grace and says, oh, my promises, son, are yea and amen. They're not contingent upon you. They're done. They're finished. Now walk in them. Walk in them fully and don't delay and go on in. Don't make excuses like everybody else, murmuring and fussing and complaining. Did God not make it? Did God not make it? Did he not put the giants in the land? That's where the promise was. The promise was right where the giants were. Right where all the foes were. Right where everything that said you shouldn't go in there. But God said it's mine. It doesn't matter. God said it's mine. That's why you come here today. That's why you're listening to this today. Because God in his faithfulness has told you it's yours. It's yours. I don't feel like coming to church today. It don't matter. Christ in me, it's mine. Somebody hurt me. Something was wrong. Somebody said something. Brothers and sisters, forget those things which are behind. Oh, hallelujah. But I'll tell you what, we come into this full awareness of it, grow infinitely in it. You know what happens? We grow up and we grow up fully in it. And it's always and only by complete confidence only and faithfulness only in his grace. And knowing this, his grace that chose you. Oh, yes. His grace that chose you. Oh, thank the Lord. And his grace, praise God, that he's promised will completely finish you. And that's the truth. Go on over to Philippians chapter 1. Is this you?
Yes, it is.
I pray it is. Amen. And I'm praying this is you. I'm taking it. It's me. Yep, he's just writing about little old me. And this is what's alive and remaining right here in them that are ready. You know what they're doing? They're being confident. Verse 6, Philippians 1, 6. Being confident. Assured. Reckon it done. Yielding to what he has finished. Yielding to what, praise be to God, his word has said. We come in here being confident. We don't come in here doubting and wondering. No. Being confident. That means you continue to be confident. It's alive. It's a heartbeat. Be confident. Lots of things happen. It doesn't matter. I'm being confident. Romans 8, 28. And I know all things work together for good to them who are the called according to his purpose. I'm being confident in that because all things are working together for me because I'm called according to his purpose. Amen? And his calling, praise God, it's not just, you know, something, well, you know, he just, no. Lazarus, come forth. How about that sweet sister at the tomb? Mary. I've come to take him away, sister. And you know what he said? Jesse. He called me. I believe that he did. This is what he said. Come on now. Come on. Being confident of this very thing, that he, which hath begun a good work in you, will perform it. Until the day of Jesus Christ. See, there it is, isn't it? There it is. The absolute assurance for them that believe that them that are the partakers, as it says, and the partakers, praise God, as it says in just the seventh verse, he says, ye all are partakers of my grace. We get what Paul's grace is. Paul's grace is all grace. Always. All sufficiency in all things. There's no variable to that. I'm being confident always in all things, for all things, in grace. And he's given me all grace. And that's what this is. And I thank the Lord that in what he has given, I say, Lord, I believe that he will perform it. I don't read anything about me performing anything here. And I was told earlier in the verse we read that I'm his workmanship. Praise the Lord. He's telling us, be confident in him. Be confident in his mercy and his grace and his ways which are beyond finding out. But see, I can let this mind, this word be in me, and I can come to understand, praise God. I can understand with him. I understand why. I understand, yea, the deep things of God. And I see him so deeply, but I see it in the simplicity that's in Christ. Praise the Lord. Oh my. Now, brothers and sisters, if you will follow Paul, if I will follow Paul in all grace, you know what? and I'm talking about the reliance on all grace, praise God, then you know what? We're reading about ourselves.
Amen.
Oh, yes, we are. This is us. Amen. And I thank God this is what we're feeding on. This is what we believe. Because grace makes you confident. Doesn't it? Oh, yes, it does. Grace makes you confident. Now, I'm not talking about confident in you. Grace makes you confident of Christ in you. I know whose life lives in me. I know who's doing the workmanship, right? And then I know who's going to perform it. And so I'm going to say that he's able to keep that, because I'll tell you what, I thank God for that grace. I'm committing it to him. And I am not taking it back. He does too wonderful a work. He's just too beautiful in his love and his grace and his passion and his keeping, his encouraging. I encourage myself in the Lord, Bob. That's it. And he tells me all over here, I love you, son. And you know what? When you don't abide faithful, honey, I abide faithful. And when you make your bed in hell, honey, I've been waiting for you. I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm loving on you. And I hurt, Lord. I wish I didn't go that way. I wish I wouldn't do those things, but you had to bring me to this place. That's when I do. I just bow down and I do. I get on my face every morning. I just sprawl out and thank him and thank him and thank him and thank him. And I remember when he brought me to that place not too many years back. And I told him, Lord, I never want to leave that place. I never want to leave that place. I want to sink more into that awe of him. Where I was completely, completely, it was made known to me, you have no strength, honey. You don't. You can't do a thing. Watch me. Oh, and I've seen him do it. Oh, I've seen him do it. Now, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. You get confident in this. You get confident in that new man in you. You get confident in this very thing. And I'm talking about the one thing that's all of our life, that Jesus finished it and Jesus does it all. He was the one that begun. He began that good work in you. He put the excellent thing in us, brothers and sisters. He put the exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think in us. And he said, I will perform it. Whoa! Oh, I'm happy. Now, that's all grace. That all grace is abounding to us. It is. It's just, it's overflowing. It's like a flood. It's a geyser. It just continues to pour out. And it does. It gives us all sufficiency, all ways, and all things to superabound to every good work. Because I am his workmanship. It's such blessed assurance. It is. It's just so wondrous. Being confident.
Yes. Amen.
Being confident. See, that's one thing I can say about our precious brother Paul. No matter what the Lord took him through, he said, I am what I am by the grace of God. And when I am what I am by the grace of God, you know what? I'm being confident. Now, let me ask you something. Do you think I am what I am by the grace of God is something that's intermittent? Well, that's a thought, isn't it? I like that thought. It's always. You like to be abounding, don't you? How about abased? I sure love preaching the word of God to you. But I'll tell you, there's some things I don't like about my life. But that's why I can preach these things about the word of God to you. That settle in. you couldn't receive these things. I couldn't give you anything I haven't received. And you couldn't take anything, praise God, that God didn't prepare you to receive either. Amen. I'm glad he calls it like precious faith. All right now, he's really getting somewhere with us today. Now, brothers and sisters, since he foreknew you, and he predestinated you, and he called you, and he chose you, and he began the good work in you, and he does all the work in you, then I believe we can conclude that Christ alone, who continues to do it, will perform the good work of the hope of glory, Christ in you. What do you think? Amen? Praise the Lord. And we just continue to rejoice and praise him for it. And we have to be reminded of it all the time. That's the truth. Oh, yes. I thank God. Oh, I love the mountaintops with you, honey. It is marvelous. Marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. Sometimes we go to the valley of the shadow of death together, but usually that's a loner trip. You know what I mean. You can't get through that place without just two people, you know. Three, you just can't get in there. Just two. It's you and Jesus. Amen. I love his ministering. But I'll tell you what now, this life, praise God, I want it to continue to pour forth more praise and thankfulness for his mercy and grace. I want a life, brothers and sisters, that is fully persuaded that he is able. That he's able. Too many Christians begin to think that they're able. And I'm talking about Christians that know this truth. And you have to fight that good fight of faith all the time. Yep, yep. Appreciate a brother telling us again early this morning. That old man is dead. Reckon him dead. He's still got two natures. Don't you dare think you don't. Too many people sometimes say, oh, we're going to get this thing out root and branch. No, you're not. You got two natures. If you didn't have those two natures, you wouldn't be allowing the Lord to love on you like he is this morning. You wouldn't have a crown. You just wouldn't. You'd have a palm. And that's what you're still laying hold to is somehow your effort, your strength, your goodness, something about you. You're laying down a crown. Sitting right there for you. Lord wants you to take it. That's going to only be him. Does he break your heart this morning? Doesn't he? Lord, man, you love me so much. I'm alabaster boxing all over him right now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I think you see it. I really do. Because, see, the Holy Ghost gives us enlightened eyes of understanding. Oh, yeah. We see and we thank God. I believe God is truly bringing us on, brothers and sisters. We see his choosing. We see that it is his spirit, his power, his purpose, his passion. And we thank God that that's where all of our confidence lies. And I thank the Lord that, Lord, I just commit that to you. And see, there is a rest that comes. And I thank the Lord, it's not just for me. It says the heart of her husband trusts in her. Now, I know my Lord rests, don't get me wrong. But whoa, when he can just trust in this heart, that is completely relying on his grace. Man, I thank him. I say, Jesus, if I can give that to you, thank you, Lord. Now, brothers and sisters, we know that by that, we say, I am my beloved's and his desire is toward me. Do you really know that? I am my beloved's and his desire is toward me. Oh, my. That he will keep it. He will perform it. He will accomplish it. He will finish it. Because I am my beloved's. And his desire is toward me. He can't deny himself of me. He can't deny himself of you. Do you realize this? I mean, it's so wonderful. He is ravished. He is ravished by what his grace has caused us to see and believe and to grow in the full assurance of. He's ravished by that. Ravished. And the Word of God tells us that it's all for his good pleasure. You're for his good pleasure. You're for the ecstasy, praise God, of him. And I thank God because he's God. He's in love. And he's in love with you. Do you believe that? I know that. Because he tells me, and we know. And we know, and we know, and we know, and we know. And I thank the Lord, the things that he reveals to us, brothers and sisters, when we do take that fullness of his grace, we enter into that precious company. We're confident that he will perform the good work which he's begun in you. And I could never be confident enough in it. And I could never be being confident enough in it. And thank God that when that confidence overflows in our lives, we're in awe of him. And we're in awe of his grace. And there is this passion that comes over our lives that we want to honor him. We want to thank him. And I thank God he draws me to be with those that love him with that love. I'm in love with Christ in you. Do you understand that? I pray you do, because I believe those that do are in love with Christ in me. We love one another. This is a bridal espousal love. We do. I got a precious brother here. Come over to my house last night. I thank God for John. You couldn't have a better natural brother. I'm not trying to throw roses at him. But that is my cherubim brother.
Hallelujah.
We've entered into wedlock. Wedlock with our Lord. By faith, golden cherubim, brother, sister, wings a touching over the mercy seat, one piece of beaten gold, praising him together, thanking him, and it's all because of the mercy. And he's made us one, and we do have just one praise for him, don't we? Bridegroom, bridegroom, bridegroom. Even so, come, bridegroom. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, brothers and sisters, we know this, and we do know these verses, praise God. But, Lord, I'll tell you what, your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It reveals and it discerns the intents of the heart. Lord, yep. I'm not afraid of that. Because I'm confident in him. See, I'm not afraid of that. I go to him just as I am. Just go to him just as you are. Thank the Lord that he gives you this message. Treasure him for it. Don't, again, you don't need to contemplate stuff. Just believe him. The simplicity of faith. We rejoice all the time in these precious encouragements of the forefathers of our faith. Just speak it, Lord. You don't need to come to my house. Just say it. Yeah. To have a heart like Rebecca at the well. She didn't say back to her family, well, you know what? Do you really think this guy's telling me the truth? What do you think about this family and all this? She was convinced. She's just convinced. Didn't matter. I'm gone. I'm telling you I will go, but I'm gone. You had me. You had me. Really, you had me. When you just said Rebecca at the well, whoop, I'm gone. Put the bracelets on me. I'm holding real still. All that, I got it. I take it freely. Those are the ones that win. Those that hesitate, want to delay. You'll delay until you've completely lost all the time to take that crown that was right there, that you've known about, that has been ministered to you all this time. Somehow we get so infatuated with ourself or this drama of whatever life I am, this Jesse life. Oh, that's just the good fight of faith. It is, just getting past all of that. And understanding this ministering is to me. This ministering is to you. It's greater. Greater is he that is in you. And I'm not talking about, I know my Lord is greater than Satan. He showed me that many times. When he booted him out of heaven and all the different things, it says, you fool, I created you for my purpose. I have to show you everything because you're so stupid and dumb. But I need a perfect tempter, and that's what you're going to be. I know I have no power against Satan. He'd kill me in a heartbeat. I'm just a step between me and death always. But greater is he that is in me. And the new man that's in me is greater than even this flesh. Oh, this flesh gets roiled up sometimes. It's determined to go its own way and to do its own things. Man, I'm so thankful for the chastening of the Lord. I'm so thankful for conviction. I'm so thankful for, again, the tender ways. I'm thankful that in his faithfulness he afflicts us. But I'm thankful seeing all past that. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So we hear this and we know this, but as we close this, where are we? Where are we? Is this the very thing of your life? Is it the one thing of your life? Is the grace of God really the passion of your life? Is it the praise of your life? Is it joyful to you to commit everything all to him with complete, unwavering confidence? Complete, unwavering confidence that he will present you to himself as his bride? I loved how Brother Mitch prayed the other night. It thrilled my heart. I was so thankful to Jesus. He knows. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, that foreknowledge has predestinated us for one thing, and that's to win. To win. Because he says, I'll perform it. Just enter into that absolute full assurance of faith, believing that he'll perform it. And all I can say is I thank God, because I do. I see it lighten up in you. I believe you believe this. I really do. I do. I still see some faces out there wondering. But I'm going to believe God. Is this really, really me? Yes, it is, Hagen. And I love that you know it. But I believe that. I believe by the grace of God. I'm joined today with the ravished people, that the people that truly believe it's our reality and expectation. It's our joy and rejoicing. And the reason that I know it, again, is because of the word of God. It tells us faith comes by hearing. And you know what? And we're hearing this. And there's one thing about the word of God. When he sends it to you, and let me tell you something, he sent it to us. And he sends it over and 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 over again. It performs it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, and again, just giving you all the praise. And Lord, in Jesus' name, we come in such thanksgiving today that just our joy and expectation of you, Lord, that you are God. You are God. And as we read and we sang today, God can do anything but fail. And Lord, your promises are yea and amen. And we read the beauty of that we are your workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Oh God, and you have caused us that we should walk in these before ordained good works. Hallelujah. And we're confident. Yes, and we're being confident. And we're going to grow in confidence of this very thing. And it is the very thing, because this is it, that he which has begun the good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And we give you all the thanks and praise, and it will go on forever. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.